Now, this is a straight line, you see right through here. John Sutherland, and then that's Alexander Sutherland.
Born 1758.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she said John or Alexander, but for some reason she said it was John.
And he was, what is this here?
British Revolutionary War.
And then it goes on out here to the Sutherland.
So, is Alexander Sutherland the father of Jenny, or is John Sutherland the father of Jenny? Or are these, is this a mistake? Because she had John or Alexander.
Now this would be Alexander.
Does he have a daughter named Jenny?
Let's see if we can find out about that.
Okay, I'd like to find who Jenny Sutherland's father is, either John or Alexander.
Let's see, now where did I put my, let me get my Sutherland book.
Okay.
See, I've got Thomas's and Bourne's and Burnett's.
Can you get this chart out?
My sister got it for me.
Yeah, I got one of her magazines, Everton.
More room to write on it to get that other one.
The Harringtons, and here's the Southern one.
Got a hall in here, huh?
Yes, you see,
we got some halls in our family. I'm not sure where they're from in Virginia, though.
Now this is another line of Sutherlands. I don't know if you, let's see, you said a Jenny, didn't you?
Yeah, Jenny Sutherland, William Cornett. Might be Jane, they're Jane Sutherland, they called her either one.
Jane Sutherland married William Cornett, yes, that's it.
So who's
now,
her father?
Now he would be Thomas Sutherland. It married Deedma Cornett.
That's her old, what is this, 8 kids, 9 kids? That's her oldest brother, isn't it?
Let me see. The following were the children of J. Alexander Sutherland and Margaret Elizabeth Bryan.
What's that J stand for, John?
I imagine it does, don't
John
you?
Alexander
John
Sutherland.
Alexander Sutherland and Margaret Elizabeth Bryan. Do you have that name?
Okay, yeah, that's where the mistake was. She said Margaret or Elizabeth, so that's John Alexander Sutherland.
Yes, married Margaret Elizabeth Bryan. And here are their children. Thomas Sutherland. Born second month, first day of 1785.
Do you have a pencil? I could copy that down. I ran out of lead.
Let me get you. Would you rather have a pen or a pencil?
Pencil, probably.
Getting cool here today.
Oh, yeah.
It's good and cool here today.
Yeah. All right. You're growing better now after all that rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait.
Could you come? Sure.
Perfect timing. Work. Pushing the farmers now.
Yeah.
Do you need some paper?
No, I've got paper.
Yeah.
I'll take it out there. Yeah, he's moving up.
Mm-hmm.
He's mowing.
Yeah, so where they've been mowing
some. Now, he's got another section.
Yeah.
Okay. I've made my whole farm.
Let's see.
Now, can you copy it better by just having the paper?
Yeah.
I can better than I can listen to somebody else tell it myself.
Okay, this is the children of John Alexander Sutherland. Was he senior?
I guess that would be senior.
Yeah, because he's got a John. And Margaret Elizabeth Bryan.
Would you like to look at that?
Do you have anything on their birth dates? You probably got that in another sheet.
Yeah, I probably do. here is a Joseph. Here is a Joseph.
Okay, that's his name.
Joseph Alexanderson.
Instead of John, it would be Joseph. Would be a J.
Now wait, now let's see who he married. Was born in Del Creek, in Nash County, North Carolina. Buried on Laurel, Johnson County, Tennessee. Married Suzanne Robinson.
That's not them.
So that isn't the one.
I got my John Sutherland was born in 1743. I don't know where, but
1783.
43. And died
1800. This is
no, that's no. 1758, I mean. Mm-hmm. Born in Scotland in 1758.
Oh.
That'd be this one here.
Mm-hmm. Here is a Thomas Sutherland. Born in 1785.
Yeah, that's his oldest son, according to this.
He was buried in Sutherland, North Carolina.
He was.
Mm-hmm. I'm buried in Sutherland, North Carolina.
Huh. What?
And he married the Diana Cornett, and that gives their death, both their death and their birth dates.
And they were married in 1807, February.
Let's see.
Married,
yes.
February
12th. 1807. And now this was the daughter of David Cornett. This one here was the daughter of David Cornett. And they had 10 children, it says. And I don't know if I have all those children or not.
Okay, hold up and I'll cover. Let's see. Thomas was born in a...
Born February the 1st, 1785, and he lived in Elk Creek. His occupation was a farmer.
And when did he die?
He died January the 26th, 1858. He was buried in Sutherland, North Carolina.
Buried?
Mm-hmm. Buried in Sutherland, North Carolina. He's been named for the Sutherlands. And he married D-I-A-D.
Okay, A-M-A.
Cornett, February the 12th, 1807. And she was the daughter of David Cornett.
Okay, and they had 10 children.
Okay, let's see.
Then you got Joseph Sutherland.
Joseph Alexander Sutherland.
Yeah, that, okay. Joseph Alexander. That's the second son of J. Alexander Sutherland.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that's John.
Because
mm-hmm. That's what she had, mm-hmm. Joseph Alexander.
Well, this is out of a family Bible.
I better not assume that's John until we find out for sure. They just put J.
We may find out something else later.
Okay, and he was born March 7th, 1788?
Uh-huh. Elk Creek.
1788, Elk Creek. And he died January 10th, 1867.
He lived in Nash County, North Carolina, and Johnson County, Tennessee. And he was buried on Laurel, Johnson County. Says he was buried on, and he's buried in Laurel, Johnson County, Tennessee.
And he married Susan Robinson.
Yes. June 25th, 1807.
1807. Is that in Elk Creek, Grayson County, down there?
Well, it said lived Ashe County, North Carolina. It doesn't say. And it says Susan died November the 16th, 1824.
You don't have her birth date, do you?
No, I don't think so. 1824, she died.
You weren't married very long, then.
No, they really weren't. And then here's the second marriage, you see. The second marriage, he married Sarah King.
I don't need her data, I don't guess.
They had three sons and seven daughters, okay, this last one.
Three sons and seven daughters.
In Indiana. See, it's back under there in Indiana. This is Mary's writing. Now here they have a son, John A., married October the 14th. That looks like it might be Joseph Alexander or John Alexander, doesn't it?
Yeah, let's see.
Son J.A.
Now, is that the son of Joseph Sutherland, or is that the son of J. Alexander Sutherland?
It would be this Joseph Alexander Sutherland.
Oh, well, I don't know if I'll get his kids or not.
And then here's the son, 1887, and daughter, Margaret Sutherland Greer, married Greer Hardwick, Elizabeth H. Ferguson.
Let's see, then do you have John Sutherland, the third son of God?
Let's see, I love that. And here's Jane Sutherland. No, these are, let's see.
Yeah, Jane's the fourth child.
And the fifth is Phoebe.
Yeah.
Married David Cornett and Phyllis Sutherland, married Greg Hampton.
Okay, let's see, I'm on John Sutherland, the third. He married Rhodey Johnson,
mm-hmm.
R-H-O-D-I-E?
Yes, R-H-O-D-I-E,
Johnson. And that's all we know about him. The fourth one's Jane Sutherland.
She married William Cornett at Elk Creek.
And do you have, let me check, make sure I got all my data on that. See if it matches up, let's see. When do you have Williams as born? When do you have William Cornett?
I bet I do somewhere.
Jane Sutherland?
Oh yes, Mary William. Now let's see if I can find anything about moving over here. And here's where Alexander Sutherland was born in Scotland. He lived in Elk Creek, 17 years old in Revolutionary War. Lived 100 years. Married Margaret Bryan. His children, three boys, and those boys and girls.
Three boys were Thomas, Joseph, Alexander, and John. Uh-oh, and John. But...
This is the one you see that came from Scotland. I guess this is the first one.
Well, right there, that J. Alexander is Joseph Alexander, not John Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
And then there is a John, too.
But he's not Jane Cornett Sutherland's father.
No, it'd be Alexander's and Margaret Bryan.
Yeah. Okay.
Now let's see. Here's John Alexander. Here are their children.
John Alexander. Ooh.
John Alexander Sutherland married Margaret Elizabeth Bryan.
But we just
approximately this time.
We had Joseph Alexander. Right back here.
Yes, wonder why that is.
And they had a son named John. Something wrong.
Mm-hmm. There's something wrong somewhere. Now this is all Mary's writing.
This is where you said there was three sons we were looking at first. It was on over almost
here.
Three boys, Alexander. Thomas, Joseph Alexander, and John. But then over here they've got John Alexander.
Sure is. John Alexander.
Here's John and there's Joseph Alexander.
Mm-hmm. That's strange, isn't it?
Oh, we know that J.
Well,
Alexander.
Now this Alexander. Well,
who is this Alexander here?
I guess this is John Alexander. Don't you bet it is here? Because it says he married Margaret Bryan.
But this has several children, and this Alexander Sutherland only has three children.
Mm-hmm. His children. But he has girls also, you see. He has girls, Jane, Phoebe, Phyllis, Barbara, Mary, and Rose.
Are they the ones that are listed? Okay, that's them listed here, I see.
Yes, it's listed here. And this Thomas married the Diana Cornett.
Okay, that's what I'm looking at right here.
Mm-hmm, that's what this is. That's where she's gotten this.
Okay, so his name is John Alexander.
You just get so much and you get different things from different people to your heart. Now here is, there's some here.
Yeah, I want to go ahead and finish getting this.
Okay.
Let's see. The fifth one is, you might want to make sure I get it right. Phoebe Sutherland. Make sure
no
we get
record.
The same on both sheets.
Yeah, Phoebe. Now this says married David Cornett.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Well, that's what it says in here.
David Cornett. The sixth one is Phyllis Sutherland.
And Greg Hampton, is that what it's
called? Yeah,
Greg
Hampton.
G-R-E-G-G, yeah, Greg Hampton.
These are buried in Sutherland Family Cemetery, Sutherland, North Carolina. Buried in Sutherland, North Carolina. Seventh child is Barbara.
She married Peter Hacker.
This is no record over here. Or married Peter
Hackford.
H-A-C-K.
Mm-hmm.
The eighth child is
Mary. Mary married William Thomas.
William Thomas. Is there any dates in
there? No, there isn't any dates on that now. We may find them somewhere over in here.
Let's see. Mary born 1800, died 42 years. 1800, that means she died in 1842. And William, 1802 to 1871. And they're buried in Ashe County, North Carolina.
You see, you get information from so many different people.
Yeah.
And now here's another Bible in possession of Eugene Sutherland. Indiana.
That's pretty close to where I live.
And is
that
right?
I live in Marion, Indiana. About 60
miles
south.
Now this is Francis Bryan Sutherland, father of Emmett F. Sutherland. He was born in Grayson County.
Grayson County, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. And he died in the summer.
They wonder if that's right or if that's a mistake.
Tell you that. This is where Grayson, North Carolina. This is what it says. Now, this Emmett Francis Sutherland, he was in Indiana.
Columbus, Indiana. Laurel County, Kentucky.
Bedford. Well, those are close to you, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they all visited. Now, I don't know where they got this information. Copy from Bible for Ms. Robert Ingalls, Post Office Box 202, Bedford, Indiana. Do you know where that is?
I know about where it is, but I don't know.
Do you think you would like this?
No, I know in our family, I thought I'd trace all the descendants of Andrew Porter and Lucy Cornett.
Mm-hmm.
But no. There's 10,000 of them.
Oh, mercy. When you get into this, you just don't know when you're ever going to get through.
It's endless.
You just goes on and on and on.
Yeah, it's whenever you want to quit, because Rosa Sutherland, we were on that, the last child of John Austin. Don't have anything on that.
Now, I may over in here somewhere. This tells about William James Bryan. You see, we're related back to him, because William S. Bryan, who lived in Culpeper County, Virginia, sometime more than 100 years ago, is the first ancestor whose name is known to descendants. Where he was born and when is a matter of conjecture. He owned a large tract of land among the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains near Sperryville. Family name of his wife is unknown. There were born to the pair five children. James, who moved to Kentucky, John, who remained upon the homestead, Aquila, who removed to Ohio, and Francis Elizabeth, about whom nothing is known. And this is a copy of the letter, if you'd like to.
How far down is he descended from our, let's see, who was it?
Well, you see, one of his, one of the that one of these brides married, you see.
William Bryan.
Married this Elizabeth, and I think she was right here, Francis and Elizabeth, you see.
Yeah.
Elizabeth was the daughter of William James Bryan, is the way I understood it.
Yeah.
This bride's girl, Uncle Frank Bryan, was the most throughgoing, and of course, that man that lived in his day. Great grandfather's name was Tom, Joseph and John were the boys, and the girls' names were Jenny, Phoebe, Phyllis, Barbara, Molly, our Polly, and Rosa.
Yeah.
And you might.
Okay. You want me to stick this back here in the back?
Well, that would be just fine. You just look at any of that that you care to.
I was wondering how far he descended from our William Bryan, if he was a grandson or a great-grandson.
Well, you may find that in.
The acquaintance of my great-grandfather, Miss Bryan, grew into marriage, and they settled in Elk Creek, Grayson County, Virginia, which was then near what my great-grandfather's name was, Alexander Sutherland. I have a namesake of this Francis Bryan, the brother of my great-grandmother. After he married, let's see, he settled in Nash County, North Carolina. Huh. And who, this is, what's her name?
I don't remember who it was that wrote the letter. It may tell up here at the top.
A copy of letter written to Honorable William J. Bryan by Alexander C. Sutherland, 1906. Mm-hmm. The will of Alexander Sutherland. Where was this found in?
The courthouse, I suppose. A lot of this information has been gotten from the courthouse, the independence. And then by just writing to different people.
It mentions a lot of the cornets in here.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the Sutherlands, they married cornets. They so many cornets. And I guess...
Put two, page 1. We might have got his will last year, did we, Scott?
Who?
John Alexander Sutherland, our fifth great grandfather. I think we did.
We might have, if it was Independence, I said we did.
August 12th, 1830.
I've got copies of the wills in here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There's Archibald Green, David Cox, James Green, David Cox.
Yeah. Where would you... Let's see, Archibald is the brother to Lucy. Third great grandmother, I think.
Well, now you see, Elmo is related to the Cornets on both sides. His grandmother was a Cornet and married to Thomas, and she was a granddaughter of Archibald Cornet, and James Cornet was Archibald's father.
Yeah, that's not it. Archibald is the brother to William Cornet.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, I have a little book on it.
Everybody. Right.
Huh?
Lloyd Cornett. He's his great grandfather. And you see here, he owned land. He owned 424 acres of land. He owned land all around here. And kept in the Kells, who he got it from, you know. And one man, it was in February 1797. And of course, the copy I have, the original one. And he's buried out here in the cemetery out here, but we can't find anything about his parents, we don't know a thing about him, except that they said he was, some of his children said he was peculiar and he never would talk about his family. So, I've tried my best to find out about him.
When was he born?
He was born in, let's see. He was born in 1880 and he died in 1875. And he married Anna Catron.
I guess the census would be much help in that case.
Mm-mm.
Like, no. You've used the census and everything, haven't you?
Yes, I think they've tried everything that they could think of.
Have you tried the Mormons?
No.
Well, they've got an extension in Fort Wayne in Indiana. You know, they're into genealogy.
Uh-huh.
And they send out to Salt Lake City, you know, that's their headquarters, mm-hmm. to get microfilm. And I'll look that up. There's a whole bunch of stuff on the Cornets. Because when I went up there, I found it. Somebody sent in stuff on the Cornets, a bunch of Cornets from Grayson County.
Uh-huh.
And you got to send and get the number of that person. Uh-huh. And then you can find out who's working on it. And maybe it's someone that's, you know, not from around here that you don't know that's working on it. Maybe they found something. I'll write that down, boy.
I wrote to this lady, and let's see, what was her name? Mildred Watkins, and she was from Louisiana. And she had a lot of, you know, information, but she didn't know anything about Lloyd Cornett.
Yeah. I'll check that and see if his name's in that index they have.
Okay.
If I never wrote there again.
Let's see what this here is. You see the descendants of Archelaus Cornett, the son of James Cornett. And this,
who wrote that?
Hannah McGee. And the reason that, and she's old, you see. I'm sure she's real old now. I imagine she's dead. But the reason that I bought the book, it had this letter from Elmo's uncle. And then there's some more letters in here about James Sutherland, Johnny, Reuben, David, Jesse. You see, these are actual letters, but the reason I bought it was from Elmo's Uncle Rush Cornett, and it told a lot about his family. This is our youngest son. He was a...
Archie had several brothers, among them were Billy, who married James Billy. Call him Archie.
Yeah, I have the original these. Did you want to look at this? Were you interested in
this? No, I already looked at it. Who's that?
That's Stephen.
Huh?
That's Stephen.
Mm-hmm. Like Tom.
Now this is, have you ever seen a book like this?
He's the only one of us in there.
Yeah, he won he took first place in Lansing. This is the James that married Sarah. This is, I believe this is a different.